Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome to the Art of Decluttering. I'm one of your hosts, Kirsty Perugia.
I am the other host, Amy Revelle. We are so glad that you've taken the time to join us today. Let us sit in your ears. That sounds a bit weird. I just had a picture of like the BFG by Roald Dahl, yes, where he has these huge ears and the boy whose name I can't remember sits, yes, on his shoulder or something like that. We're, yeah, like, if you're the BFG listeners, and we're like the just weird little like, boys sitting in your ears.
Just stop. Just stop. We are glad that you've taken the time to listen to us, however that may be. And we hope that we can provide some laughter, which we've done already, and some knowledge to you as well today.
Yeah.
What are we chatting about?
We are chatting about the new Netflix show, season one of The Home Edit. So many people have been talking about it in our Facebook community and giving their thoughts and reactions and what they're loving and what they're not loving so much. So we thought we would share with you guys from our perspective. This is not a critique. It's simply Kirsty and Amy watching the show through professional organising lenses and through our lens.
Yeah, and we also just wanted to give you a heads up on what you could expect if we were to come into your home and how that might look the same or different from the television show and the realities of doing a TV show. And obviously they can't show everything in a TV show. So, yeah, we just thought we'd have a crack at, telling you how similar we are to Claire and Joanna and how different we are as well.
Yes, what do you love about the show?
I love that it is giving professional organising another platform. I love like Marie Kondo and very thankful for her show Tidying Up. And so I'm also thankful for Reese Witherspoon putting together this show as well, because it's elevating our industry and just giving us an opportunity for the world to know what we do and an opportunity to raise awareness so that other people can go, there's professional organisers out there and they can come in and help me to declutter and organise my home. So I'm very, very thankful about that. That's my number one. But tell me what you love.
I'll go for my number one. I liked that the houses weren't that cluttered, because it also shows that sometimes you don't have to be living in total chaos for a professional organiser to help bring you some clarity and freedom. Now, look, we have to admit that. So in each episode, if you haven't seen it yet, jump onto Netflix and watch it. But in each, yes, episode, there's two homes that Claire and Joanna, is that their names, Claire and Joanna?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that they go in and help. The first is usually some celebrity that is dealing with a house that is ridiculously large with a ridiculously, yeah, huge
Reese
amount
Witherspoon,
of contents.
Khloe, yeah, Kardashian.
Yeah, we're talking like
actual someone,
yeah,
who's a,
yeah,
fashion stylist.
Yeah. So much stuff. And then the second generally is everyday, normal, relatively normal people.
Yeah.
Like a home that you would walk in and think, oh, that's the home of my friend. Like you can, yeah, picture yourself in it.
Yeah. Yeah. So we obviously don't do many celebrities. Have you ever done a celebrity home?
I have done a couple, yes, of Melbourne, probably more Melbourne.
Yeah. Influencers celebs. More, yes, than celebs.
Yeah. Yes, possibly. Yeah. Definitely very well known. Definitely had to talk about confidentiality when I saw them. Incredible homes. One of the, I think it was the fashion designer that was in the home, mm-hmm, edit, because Cal watched it with me. Bless his little cotton socks. He was like, this is like me asking you to watch the grand final with me. I was like, yes, it is. Thank you. I said, oh my gosh, this does actually remind me of a client that I've seen where the handbags were all lined up and the boots had their own section. So yes, there's been a few clients that I've seen that are living a life that's different to most of us, with more disposable income and more housing and all the rest. But I certainly related more to the air quotes normal. I know that's a terrible way to say it. How do you say it, Kirst?
The everyday.
The everyday people. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you Your done friends. Any celebrities in Sydney?
I haven't done celebrities, but I have done high wealth clients.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you're a celebrity listening and you would like Amy and Kirsty to come and do your home, we are more than open to it. We would love to help you. Bring it on.
So in that offer, Kirst, what would look different if we were to come in and help declutter and organise a home versus the end product that Claire and Joanna produce? What's different about how we do it?
So I'm not so sure that it's that. So there's lots that is different, but there is a lot that's the same. And we think that there is a whole lot that goes on, not on camera or before camera or during camera, that gets edited out. So we're not at all saying that it is, that what they're doing is so vastly different from what we would do. We just think that it's probably been edited out and it's not great for TV. Like,
yeah.
Tell us your example that you just told me of what you've done that would be edited for any television show that we were to do in the future.
Yes. Well, I was with a client, let's just say in the last couple of weeks, so no client can even identify themselves, but we were going through their clean laundry, and kind of working out what goes in what drawers and how we're going to set things out. And here's what we were doing. We were going through their undies, which is not glamorous for anybody. And the reality of the situation was these undies are period stained, these undies are not. These undies are period stained, these undies are not. Yeah. That is not glorious go on TV type of thing, but they are real life. That's what a professional organizer does. Is it's like, do you love these undies? Or every time you look at them, you think, oh, they've got like a stain that hasn't come out, even though I've washed them.
Oh, they're just well worn. They're just worn.
Yeah, you've just
undies.
Got holes and the elastic's gone.
There's That's so not much glamorous. Of our job. Yeah, there's so much of our job that would be cut from a television show. So just want to put it out there that when we get our television show, we recognize that there will be that it won't show the full and the entirety of a job that we go to, because it would make for boring television.
Yeah,
so
even
just putting
Peter
it
Walsh
out there,
said that, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
He said, like, what you see on TV is always going to be the really quick edit. So you might have a 7-minute segment on, say, for instance, the living room he was referring to, but it's taken 9 hours to do the job. So you really are only seeing the tiniest, tiniest bits of the actual process.
Yes. So getting back to your original question, though, what is different is we do focus a lot on the purging or the editing side that Claire and Joanna talk about. And I totally believe that they do too. They're professional organizers, that is. And you can see it in some of the episodes where they look at each other sideways, or they're like, you can see their physical frustration with their client that they're not getting rid of things. Particularly like that fashion designer one, I think was the one that stood out to me the most, that they were just all like, almost pulling their hair out going, oh my gosh, just let some of it go. And so I definitely think that their heart is for decluttering, and that is our heart. And that's how I think that we're very, very similar as well, that our heart is really to see people free of the clutter, of what they're not using and what they're not loving. I think in the garage episode too, There was evidence of their frustration as well. So you have to watch it, people. We would highly recommend that you watch it. It's a fascinating show and gives you really good insight into part of our job.
I loved watching it from the same way that I enjoy watching someone decorate a cake. So I love watching people put like their professional icing on and then pipe all these different things and then make little macaroons and sit them on and scrape the bottom so it's perfect. Like I love watching those, but I always make homemade Women's Weekly versions of cakes. Like I love watching it. I'm not even wanting to attain that level. I have no desire in my heart to be a cake maker, but I do quite like watching it. And I kind of felt the same with this show. Like, I don't want to be a professional organizer that just organizes the stuff and then doesn't declutter. But gosh, it was satisfying watching it. And also the fact that they pretty much had no budget just blew my brains. Like I've never been into a client's home where they've said, do you know what? Just replace everything, Amy. I don't care. I don't care about the money. I don't care about the waste. Get rid of it all. We're always on a budget and we're always trying to think, how can we reuse what we already have? What containers are going to last? It doesn't matter if they're not the prettiest. Can we just use masking tape and a Sharpie or a Dymo instead of pretty acrylic labels? Like it was so pretty to watch, but not the reality of the type of service that we provide.
Yes, and that's because the type of service that we provide is totally unique to the client that we're working with. Whereas the home edit, they're known, like that's their brand. That's what they're known for. They're known for pretty labels and handwritten label, you know, like Clea's handwriting is their labels. Like what they're known as. They're known for that color swatch, you know, like having their pantry and the their fridge done in rainbow colors. Like that's what they're known for. Whereas that's not our brand, and that's because that's their brand and that's totally fine. And what I love is that we come into homes and meet people where they're at. So if they want a pantry like the home edit, we can totally provide that for them.
Done that for one of our high-end clients.
Yes, and it will cost them.
They had all this, we totally replaced their product.
Yeah.
They wanted special labels and they were just like, just go for it. But that is pretty unusual.
Yes. And if that's what our clients want, that's what they'll get, because we meet people where they're at and we meet people, we help them to achieve the goals that they have for their home. But part of our job is actually to help them create, to help them work through their goals and to help them decide whether or not the goals that they have for themselves are attainable and are realistic. And so you might want a home edit looking pantry, but do you have the couple of thousands of dollars to invest in that? Yes.
Awesome. Plus the professional organizers to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're actually talking about $3,000 or $4,000, or you know, who knows? It just totally depends. And that's why, like, every home is unique and every person is unique. And we are unique as professional organizers as well, just like Joanna and Clea. So I love that about us, and I love that our brand is what's unique about our brand?
We are
unique, and our brand is the two mums from the suburbs who are professional organizers.
Yes. And our relationship, similar to them, like I actually enjoyed their relationship side of it. There were some bits that grated on my nerves and other bits where I went, oh my gosh, I can so see Kirsten and I having that conversation or passing those looks. You know, when you've known someone for forever, you can just look at them and they know exactly what you're thinking. I was like, oh, can we do that?
I was wondering if I'm not going to get you to identify in this public forum that we're in, but I'm really curious to know if what grates on you about the show is a reflection of you. Because when our kids do something
and
you get really annoyed, but you realize that what's annoying about them is what you are annoyed in yourself.
Yes, definitely a little bit of that. And also a little bit of what annoys me about you.
About you, yeah. Yeah, no, I know. That's what I was just all like.
It was, it was great. It was good self-reflection.
Who are you? Are you Clea or Joanna?
I don't think either of us are either. I saw bits of both of them in both of us. I definitely don't think there's, you know, one. I don't think that there's one of us that's one and one that's the other, because we are way more complicated and they are more complicated than just being able to draw a straight line. I think our relationship is unique, and how how we interact is unique, and how we see each other's strengths is unique, and how we take leadership in different situations is unique. So I don't think I can answer that question, because at some parts Cal was like, oh, I can so hear you saying that. And then the same person would say something 10 minutes later. He goes, oh my gosh, that's straight out of the mouth of Kirst.
I want Cal to come on and tell me what he thinks.
I want to know. He lasted 2 episodes out of the 8. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Do you have an opinion on that?
I think I probably agree with you that there was much of, yeah, I think that there's bits of both of us in both of them.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
How else are we different? How else do we do things differently other than being totally different personalities to both of them?
Well, you and I are different in our addiction to containers.
Yes. We started having a conversation this morning about this show, and we started having a discussion, a heated discussion about what we believe is the right angle to take on something. Mm-hmm. And Amy's like, stop talking. Let's just do it in the podcast. Let's have this argy bargy out in the podcast.
Because Kirst, I think you said you weren't convinced about the intense use of containerization.
Yes.
And you said, I think they containerize too much. And I said, oh no, I think you said that containers aren't always the solution or part of the solution. Is that what you said?
Yes. Yes.
And I was like, as if they're not, Kirst.
Yes. So tell me why containers are always the answer.
I think containers are awesome because they create natural limits. So I would consider the drawer a container. So when I saw that Claire and Joanna were putting like containers within containers within containers, I was like, that's a whole lot of money and unnecessary, but it does look great. And I don't think I've ever done that with a client where we're like, we'll just put that within this, within that, within this. But I'm a massive fan of the container from the perspective that it gives the natural limit, that it's easy to know where the home is. It's not this ambiguous, it goes somewhere in that cupboard. It's like, this is the box it goes in. When this box is full, I need to make a decision. Am I going to edit what's in the box? Am I going to declutter what's in the box? Or am I going to increase the capacity I allow for it? I think it's helpful for children so that they know where things go. I think it's helpful when you're rearranging because you can go, okay, everything comes out of the pantry. It's all in containers. It's really quick to wipe down the shelves and put things back. I can't think of a situation where I was given the option to containerize or not containerize, and I would pick not. Now, we don't always, because clients don't always enjoy that and they don't always agree with me. It's not my agenda, it's theirs. So I don't always do it, but I can't think of a situation where I wouldn't want to.
Okay, so I think
rebuttal, please.
Yeah, well, no, the rebuttal is that you qualified it very differently just now than you did this morning, because when I was thinking containers, I was thinking like the linen cupboard doesn't need extra containers in it. The linen cupboard is a container.
No, but I'll clarify that to say that I think within something like a linen cupboard, I think further containerization is helpful.
Always?
I think it's always helpful. I don't think it's always necessary. But if I had the choice, I would always go for some way of separating out the sheets. And this thing has the queens and this one. We don't always get to do it. Like that's what, like, but if I had the choice,
yes,
I would definitely do it. And in my house, I do.
Right. So the reason why I think containers are not always the answer, firstly, let me qualify that any container, I think that any container should be clear.
Oh, amen, sister.
That they should never be opaque.
What about when they're on display, okay, though?
Unless that's what I was just about to say.
Okay, sorry.
Unless they are on display, or unless they're hiding something that you don't want to be on display.
Yes.
Like your pads and your tampons don't necessarily need to be in a clear container if
yep.
they're in a shared bathroom, like yep. your office, or, you know, like you don't, it doesn't have to be, but for the majority, clear, unlittered containers for often used stuff.
Yep.
is the best. So the other thing that comes to mind when you say containers is I often think of lidded containers. And lidded containers are not your friend, are not most people's friends when they're trying to put something away, because uh-huh. they look at a lidded container and go, that's too much work.
That's a hill I'm not willing to climb.
Yes.
It's so hard, that 0.3 of a second to lift yes. the lid.
But we know that that's the truth.
It's totally the truth. Like, yeah. it makes a difference.
So that's why I say that containers aren't always the answer, because I think that containers can sometimes be the hill that people are willing to die on.
Mm-hmm.
So containers can often, in my experience with my clients, containers can be the barrier that stops people putting things away.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, it makes it easier. For some people, it makes it easier. It makes it clear, delineated. The towels go in this bucket. The towels, you know, the shampoo goes in this container. The Vegemite goes on this lazy Susan. I totally, totally think that that works for a lot of people. I think for some people, and particularly maybe it comes back to our Gretchen Rubin episode with me being a rebel and thinking like a rebel, that
yes.
some people who have a container that says double sheets go there, they go, watch me, the double sheets go here instead. And so I think that maybe it also our different views on things come back to our different personalities, that you
yes.
are, well, if somebody expects me to put it in with the double sheets, I must put it in the double
yeah.
sheets. Whereas I go, if somebody expects me to put it in with the double sheets,
I'm putting it in the garage.
Put it somewhere else. And I just think that sometimes containers can be a barrier for actually keeping your house tidy. And sometimes it can create, and for some people, it's too much thought process. It's like.
That's the whole point, is that you don't have to make a decision, because it's already, there's a container. And so what I think, Kirst, we do differently, and certainly what I do differently, is when there's a container, I don't then organize necessarily within the container. So I was watching the show going, what I've noticed is within the container, they've got everything like perfectly lined up or color segregated. And so within the container, it looks pretty. Whereas I think the joy of containers, particularly when they're behind closed doors, say in a pantry or a craft cupboard, is that you can just put it in the container. It doesn't then require an extra step. And that is also the joy of the container, because, for instance, my kids' sheets are in a container, so linen, yes, it could just go on a shelf, but it doesn't. It goes in a container, and just by mere fact of putting it in the container means I don't have to put any effort into folding the fitted sheet. I just roll it in a ball and shove it in there.
Yeah, which is when opaque containers are good for you in your home.
Correct.
But they also live... There's only one of those containers in your boy's bedroom, isn't there?
Yes, yeah,
like,
one
there's
in each
no,
room.
Yeah, there's no, because that's the problem with opaque containers, is that you're like, well, I don't know, am I going to have to pull four opaque containers out to decide which one's the linen cupboard? Whereas if it's clear, you can go, well, I know that that's where the linen goes in that cupboard in the boy's bedroom, because it's clear and I can see
yeah. And I think too, it's about habit. So the boys have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe even 6 black fabric boxes, the Droners from IKEA, in the top of their wardrobe. One has beach towels, like their beach towels. One has their linen. One has their clothes to grow into. One has their camping gear that they've like got themselves, like a little camping chair and a head torch and stuff like that. And one has their humidifier in it. I can't remember what the other one is. And so none of them have labels on, but they've always been in the same order, and I've never seen the kids pull the wrong one out. Mm-hmm. So I think it's different strokes for different folks, as much as it kills me to say that.
Oh, I know.
I want there to be a rule that everyone can always follow.
So just so everybody knows, we're riding a course at the moment, and Amy's really struggling with the concept that there may be different ways of doing things.
Whereas I'm like, I don't care if there's variations, but I want the rule. And so, and here's the other off cuts to the rule. Whereas Kat's like, no, let's make it more guideline-ish. I can't handle guidelines. I need a rule. We should have two courses. People who think they're going to follow the cursed way, and people that are going to follow the Amy way, and then they can just pick.
Yes.
You want options, or do you just want to be told what to do?
Yes.
Not a bad idea, Kirst.
Yes. Do you know when Simon and I were, before we had kids, and we'd muck around talking about having kids, and we'd say, if we ever have twins, why don't we both take one each and see which one turns out better?
That's the best and the cruelest and the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
No, I hope people can understand that it was all in jest, and yes, it's funny.
That's brilliant.
But that's you and I in business. Like,
yeah, showing... it's that merge of parenthood, like we're parenting this business that we're like, oh, we switch one way, and then I'm like, oh yeah, I think the way Kirst does that will work. And sometimes you're like, oh no, let's do your way, that'll work better.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with the home edit. I have opened up the conversation that we had on our Facebook page about the home edit, because there was like 50, 60 comments on it. And I thought, why don't we have a chat about a few of them?
There was another thing I wanted to say that we do very differently to the home edit, is that our clients stay with us all the time.
Yeah.
Like they do. So in the home edit, probably for the sake of time and the sake of getting the job done for the purpose of the television show
and for the reveal,
the clients go away. They come in, they do a bit of a purge with, you know, a bit of decluttering, and Joanna and Clea ask lots of questions like, how do you want it to function, which is one of our key questions as well. However, in the home edit show, the clients go and disappear.
I wonder if they actually go if they were doing a non-TV session, because obviously this is what they do for a job just like us. So I wonder what that would look like. Like if we were to film a show, or when we one day film a show, what we do is we have the clients with us in real life, we would still do that on the show, because it's actually about that process and the transformation and the thinking, and it really embraces the head, heart and home, not just the home. So I wonder, I'd be interested to see what their normal client sessions would look like.
Yeah. I'm interested. If you know them and follow their work really closely, let us know, because we, in our normal sessions, not our TV sessions, Amy, in our sessions, our clients stay with us the whole time, because we are purging and we're decluttering with them. We need their permission. Like, they always give us their permission. It's always a guided decision that the clients make about what gets to stay in their home. But also the organizing of it is also done in concert with the client, because we talk to them about how it is that they function in their home, and we're often tweaking as we go. So we might come in with an idea of like, okay, we think that it should be done, you know, that we would set up the pantry like this. And the client goes, well, actually, the majority of our household are gluten intolerant, so the gluten stuff has to be up high and the gluten-free stuff needs to be the everyday access stuff. Whereas if we were to stage it, we would probably know that too. But that the organizing process, both of them are so done in concert with our clients. It's not at all like the television show for us. But we know some of our colleagues do it like that as well. And particularly in the States, I think that that's a more common way of doing
things. Yeah, I've certainly had plenty of requests for that. I know you have had some as well.
Yes.
And we're like, yep, that's totally where it can be done. It's not the way that we work. And so we can help you find the right person.
And because one of the things that stood out to me when I was watching the show is that when they couldn't declutter with the clients, they just put it in another storage room,
yes,
or they'd put it in boxes for the client to go back to at another stage. And we were both equally like, wow, look at those clients, like balk at the idea of actually getting to that job.
They're still going to be sitting there in months.
Yeah, which is like one of the joys of our job is actually relieving people of that burden, because we actually process it with them. Like we help them to make the decisions when we're there. And if it's for donations, we take the majority of them or what can fit in our cars away for
them.
Yeah. So they're like, they never have to think about that garage sale ever again. They never have to think about the toys that they've decided that the kids aren't going to play with ever again.
If you want a good example of that, watch the episode where they sort the playroom for the, I think they're 5-year-old twins. Have a look at the end. There's a whole storage room of things that the girls want the family to go through to declutter, and the family just look at the storeroom and just close the door and walk away.
Which is
like,
pointless.
Yes, that's totally understandable. So yes. Kimberly Ann Martin on our Facebook page says they use a lot of products. I don't think it's as necessary as they make out. Team Kirsty. Chrissy Collins says that we're funnier. I'm not sure about that, Kirsty. I'm not sure anyone would put us as like a comedy couple.
But well, clearly Chrissy does. Thanks, Chrissy.
She says we would make a way better show. That's very sweet. Anna Fowler says, I haven't edited very much. I would like to see Amy and Kirsty make a show. They can do my house first, Anna.
I would love to.
Yes.
Go and do your house, Anna.
Oh, we would love to. So a lot of people commenting on the consumerism and that it's not normal homes. I would argue that normal is relative, that if you are a celebrity, that if you do mix in those circles, the first, like the big house, the celebrity house is your normal. And that some people would look at Kirsty's and my house and say, well, that's not normal. That's upper middle class.
Yes. Exactly.
So I think that even if we did a show, Kirst, even when we do a show, there will always be people that look at the house and say, well, that's not what my house looks like. Of course it's not, because normal is so relative.
Yeah.
I'm just scrolling through so many comments. Yep, putting my hand up for Amy and Kirsty to do a show. They talk too much. They're two women in business.
Yeah. Our show wouldn't be too much different. You would hear a whole lot of Amy and I rabbiting on.
Yeah. We have a whole podcast because we talk so much.
Yeah.
Not sure how much it was real or staged, says Anita. Absolutely, that's the joy of TV.
Yeah, that would be the question that people would have if on our show when we make it as well.
Yes, exactly. Janelle Diaz says, I started watching it and I love it.
Yeah.
Good. It was, tried to watch it. I'd rather gouge my eyes out, says Gabrielle. Again, different people like different things.
Yeah.
Someone else saying, I think my Saturday night is sorted because they're going to binge it and
they're
watch
inspired.
It.
Yeah.
Yes. Leah C. talks about how she found the overwhelming focus on the overconsumption, which she found really difficult. I don't know if that means of the quantity of items in a person's home or whether it was the bringing in of just so much
product,
extra product. But again, the product is branded and theirs, so I think that's part of their brand, perhaps.
Oh, and the whole show is sponsored by the Container Store.
Yeah.
Like,
Kirst, tell us about your rabbit hole.
Oh, so the Container Store, actually, I'm not sure if I should declare this in the podcast because it might actually go against our consumer, our minimalist sentiments and anti-consumerism, but the Container Store actually delivers to Australia. So I was all like, well, you know, if we get more inquiries of people wanting to do the home edit, maybe we can get the product from the Container Store. But Yeah. And that's, I mean, that was one of the reasons that I wanted to do this episode, is because we do, our heart really is for decluttering. Our heart is to only organize what you actually really use and love, not what you're not, and not bringing in beautiful products just for show. Like we are often very, I think tomorrow I'm going to a client with product, and that is very, one of the very first times that I've done it. And Amy does it a lot more regularly than me, but only for the products that I have gone to homes and I have done the purge and done the declutter, and then they've said, yep, I'm ready to buy new stuff, and I have gone out and sourced the product and brought it in. Mm-hmm. And that's what you do too, Amy. Yeah. Like, but you do have some,
but mostly we're working, yeah, but like 90% of clients. Yes. I did actually question the other day if it's a good use of the space in the back of my car, because I haven't used it, but it has been COVID, so maybe that's why I was thinking that.
Yes, whereas like my boot is always full of stuff I take away from my clients.
Yes, like, I love that.
Use my boot. I don't want products if I don't have to have them in my boot, because I want my boot to be of the most use to my clients by taking as much donations away as I possibly can. But we, like Amy said, we mostly repurpose things in our clients' homes. Mm. And then, because what we want our clients to do is to get into the habits of using what they have and putting and being able to maintain the space.
Yes.
Before they buy products that may or may not help them to maintain the space. Because one of my biggest concerns with this type of show, and not just that show, but any show that shows products, is that people think that that is their silver bullet, that is all they need, is pretty containers, and then their family will magically be able to tidy up. And that is never, ever, ever, ever going to be the case. It might inspire you to magically tidy up. It might inspire you.
And even then, if you're overwhelmed with clutter cast, you're just going to fill those containers and then go buy more.
Yes. And that's what, like, please don't buy pretty containers hoping that your children are suddenly going to do a 180 and turn into different children. They're not.
If only it was that easy.
Yes, we all need to practice our tidying habits. You know, we mentioned it, we've done a whole episode on this. It's called Is It Cleaning, Tidying or Decluttering? And we go through the different aspects of maintaining a decluttered and organized home. Because one part of it is tidying, like to have a decluttered home and to have a home that looks like the homes that are the end product of the home edit show, you have to maintain it.
Yeah. Which is what Joanne Kroll says.
Okay.
I didn't see any transferring of skills shown, which is not representative of what professional organizers do, which is true. There's so much about that training and coaching that you miss when you're not actually with the client. Can I tell you the funniest comment that I read?
Yes, please.
This one's the best. I don't know if you saw it, but it was from Linda James. She said, I saw the ad on Netflix and I felt disloyal, but I suppose Amy and Kirsty won't know if I watch it.
I had Mandy Hose from Two Peas in a podcast. I was speaking to her and I said, hey, have you watched the home edit? And she goes, no, I didn't want to feel like a sleaze by watching it. And I was like, you have permission to watch whatever you want, Mandy. And to all of our listeners, you have our permission. You don't need our permission, but you definitely have it to watch this show. It is really fascinating. And if it inspires you to declutter and organize your home, we are all for it. We are absolutely all for it.
Oh, it did make me laugh. I love that Mandy felt exactly the same.
Yes. But if, you know, unless it's I can't think of any reason that I wouldn't want any of our listeners to watch one of these shows.
No, I think in conjunction with this episode, it's great. I think the reason that I would discourage it, if you're a perfectionist and watching that is going to discourage you from making a start, yes. I would say watch something a little bit more realistic, or just listen to some episodes, or just make a start rather than feeling like you can't make a start until you have your hair ties color coordinated.
Yes.
Here's what I think. I think we can finish the Facebook reading out with a comment that Jack made, so one of our beautiful staff, and she's said this: I think the difference is that the art of decluttering is about connecting, understanding, and working with our gorgeous clients to achieve their decluttering goals for freedom. Our clients are involved during the whole process, making decisions on belongings and space while still being coached and supported. I love the budget and aesthetics of the home edit, and I can see how the hosts love what they do. However, I love the vulnerability of our art of decluttering clients and working with them to make a real difference, helping them achieve their vision of living organized lives with freedom. Truth bomb.
They're
this is why we have the best staff ever.
We do. But and that, like, oh, I'm so, it makes me so happy that, you know, our staff speak that way, because that's how we, you know, that's what the heart of this episode has been. It is absolutely not to bag the home edit.
Oh, it is
to say how different we are. And maybe we're not at all different in real life, you know, and maybe if we had a television show, it would look a lot like the home edit. Mm. So for all of you who are like feeling like you're cheating on us by watching it, or feeling like we would do a better job, you may or may not be right, because we may not be any different if we had our own television show, because we are obviously probably very, I can probably say with 100% accuracy that we will never have the budget to do our own show by ourselves without.
So there will always be a producer and someone behind us saying, we want you to use this product. We want to stage it like this. We want you girls to wear this much makeup, wear these clothes. Like, that will all happen on the one day when this eventually happens, Kirst.
Yes. So we do have another episode called the container episode, and that is when we also talk about containers and how we use containers in with our clients, and how, and the recommendations that we give, that for the majority that they are clear containers, and that this, that they all work together to help you function in your home. So yes, the container episode is really good, and one I often point people to, that do not buy containers until you've done the decluttering process.
Absolutely.
Which also just amazes me about this show, that they bring in all this product. Like, it looks like they've brought in all this product at the very beginning. And
do you know what? There is one job where I've done that, and I really resonated. At one point they did a youth center. I know, sorry, we were about to like close the show, and I'm like, oh, but hold on. Okay. They did a youth center.
But wait, there's more.
Yeah, there's totally more. And it reminded me of a time when Jack and I did an art room at a school, and we did go in with about $700 or $800 worth of containers, because the art room had no containers.
Yes.
And so we did pre-purchase an enormous, like enormous, enormous quantity of containers. And we use them right from the start. We use them to sort. And we ended up using them all. But that is pretty unique. And when I saw them do the youth centre, I went, ah, yes, there is that when you know you're going to need containers, because you've gone and you've looked and you know, okay, we're going to need a bajillion containers for all the glitter and glue.
But if we know, like, if we had storage facilities, we probably would stock more storage. Yeah. It's just that neither of us want to fill up our homes with products that may or may not get used.
Yeah.
So we may, in time, we may be completely like the home editor and have our own brand at Kmart or Target or Bunnings or somewhere, or the Container Store when they come to Australia properly. But for the moment, we love repurposing and using a select, a very small select use of products from the likes of IKEA.
Yeah.
So we hope
this episode is, oh, we both hope. We equally hope, and we over the top of each other hope.
Just like Clea and Joanna.
But that's it, isn't it? Like, that is real life. You and I talk over each other all the time, and we've been podcasting for 3 years and we still do it.
We try really hard not to, because we both don't enjoy that of other podcasts or other television shows or other, or in real life, yeah, we don't like it.
So happens.
Yeah, because we're both so eager to talk.
So eager to say thank you and goodbye.
Good night, Australia.
See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.